I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Snitches get stitches. We all know that. It's as true as time itself. But I'll tell you who else who also gets stitches, and that is non-snitches, such as myself. Because I never breathed a word in it. I never dubbed no one in. I took me shivin' and kept me mouth shut. I don't have stitches anymore. 10 days. Stitches are out. I'm back. Donald is back. Like a phoenix from the Phoenix Park. That's me! Will I have a scar? Yeah. Oh, I'll have a scar. It's just a scab at the moment. But I will have, for the rest of my days, I will have a white line pointing off towards the horizon, as if to remind me the direction of travel for the remainder of my days. I'll look down at that scar and I'll remember the tripod. It's like an eye for isolating podcast. That's what it is. It's like an eye for I can't be stopped. You can try and stop me. You can try and take my leg off, but my werewolf blood is too strong. I attribute my healing to the werewolf blood, well, the medical care that I received at St. James's Hospital, and also the Kinder Pinguis I've been eating. For some reason, in lockdown too, it's been so many. You buy them in a 4-pack, you keep them in the fridge. The Kinder Pingui has replaced the double decker in lockdown 2 as the bar. Anyone feeling the Pingui? Back to the scar. I will find who did this to me. It'll remind me to seek for the rest of my days. I will find who shivved me. Sure, it could have been an exploding bottle of limeade, but who made it explode? Susan, the satanic hare? Could have been the deer from the Phoenix Park? Yeah, maybe they've had enough of me cycling up there every day, interfering with them, interfering with their lives, not interfering with them. Retract that. Could have been the isolating podcast Mexico Connection. Could it have been Ahern and Healy got together? Carry out a hit. They don't like me shining a light on whatever dubious reasons why they're in Mexico. Something's going on. Donald's got too close to the truth. Could have been Emer. Could have been Emer whose alarm on her phone went off once during a gig in Unsha, and I called her madam. Could have been her and the other Emer that took her side because they're both called Emer and spelt E-I-M-E-A-R. Could have been the Auntie Santa from that gig, possibly, as well. Could have been, oh, the nerds that I have been cruelly victimized. Leave us alone, David. We will form a nerd posse and we're gonna hit you with our dongles. Yeah, nerds. I'm not worried about you guys. I've got nerd immunity. Although my shivan now seems to be healing, I still have restricted movement till Thursday when my close COVID period comes to an end. And then I can get back to the things I love. Choir, Fight Club, orgies, blow football. You know, the one with the two straws and the ping pong ball. Zorbing. Getting all your friends and your family into a zorb and just rolling down a hill. The game with where you tie an apple and a string, hang it from a doorway, two people try to bite it. That's another big COVID transferer. Welcome to Monday's Tripod. Welcome to Dublin City, home of Fontaine's DC and St. Valentine's Heart. That is one of the weirdest touristy things in Dublin is, I think it's in a lead-enclosed case, the heart of dead St. Valentine. Maeve Higgins, my friend, is obsessed with it. There's a book beside it that you can write notes in the hope that St. Valentine will intercede or whatever saints do and make the wishes come through. Maybe I'll go up there later today or when my period of restricted movement ends and write in the book, find out, hunt down and kill the person who shivved me. The Imagination Cave today is rammed full of stuff. And that is because I've taken everything out of my bedroom to paint it. The bed's the only thing in there. Don't worry, I've put sheets over it. I'm doing a big job. The ceiling is bumpy, so I've filled it, sanded it. The walls, I'm going from a darker colour to a lighter colour, so I've had to put a sort of colour block thing on the walls. It's going very well. Unfortunately, every possession of mine is now covered in paint. And I've had to move to the spare room. On me holliers. Me holly bobs. Holly bobs. It's one of those words. Do you have any words that you feel violent just hearing it? Hubby. That's the other. Where's the hubby? D-O-D at secondcaptains.com. My friend Katrina, she's got a bung it in the oven. If someone says bung it in the oven. And I'm not talking about yuck-yuck words like moist or flange. I'm talking about words that just fill you with violence. Let me know.
Nerd alert.
33.333%. Owen Hallacy writes, Kitchener was actually from Kerry. So I thought it'd be fun last week for me to do a cycle around Dublin and tell you some poorly remembered historical facts. Pretty much every fact I said on that turns out to have been wrong. This isn't a history podcast. If you want to listen to history facts about Dublin, listen to the Three Castles Burning podcast. It's much better than this. And he actually knows stuff. Owen Hallacy, his point. Kitchener was actually from Kerry. So Kitchener was Lord Kitchener from the Your Country Needs You First World War recruitment poster. And he didn't like being from Ireland, but Owen has pointed out that he was actually from Kerry. Lord knows Dublin has enough historical bastards without adding him into the mix. Thank you for the clarification, Owen. Nerd! Johnny McKenna writes, just on a point of order on the Duke of Wellington. While he may indeed have been born in Dublin, he was in fact a Meath man through and through. I mean, if you're born in Dublin, is that not enough? He lived in Summerhill, County Meath, and his family's house can still be seen just outside the town. He went to school in Trim, County Meath, and listen to this, and also to the grammar school in Drogheda, County Louth, which, even more implausibly, is also the alma mater of Courtney Love. Courtney Love! I didn't possibly believe that could be the case, but I looked up the Wikipedia page of Drogheda Grammar, and noted alumni are the Duke of Wellington, Derek Landy, the children's author, and frickin' Courtney Love! What? Does anyone have any background on this? I know we have a lot of Louth listeners. Somebody must know. How the hell did Courtney Love end up going to... I mean, you can take Grunge Week out of this podcast, but you can never take the podcast out of Grunge Week. Isn't that the case? Elena Ryan writes, Dear Doddles, well, the teams have accidentally become embroiled in a feud. Uh-oh. This was as regards Emer's contraceptive pill alarm going off during a gig. Elena was the original person who put forward the theory that it was a contraceptive pill alarm. What an emotional roller coaster. The air-punching delight of having guessed correctly, swiftly followed by my proposed excommunication from Manona Heron. That's the women of Ireland. And then for another Emer to row in, I know it's tough, Elena, when you've got two Emers coming up against you, but you too are an E, and it's not often that three people with E names are all in a beef, an E beef together, a beef with three E's. Well, I'm holding firm. Emer and Emer can bitch all they like. A much worse offence than bringing the menfolk up to speed, I think. It's true. I've been educated. Had I been at the Faithful and Show gig, Emer 1 and I might have bonded over our shared 7 p.m. pill alarm and appreciation of musical comedy. Oh, thanks, guys. Not Emer 2, mind. That girl has attitude. If we do cross paths, I plan to address her only as madam. Ooh, these three straight up do not like each other. I hope you're remaining pox-free. Yeah, I am. Happy Socks Off Monday. It is a sleazy podcast. Now, that is a reference to the suggested fully naked week on the tripod, which is where Monday becomes Socks Off Monday, then various garments come off leading up to Tops Off Thursday, and then FITN Friday, fully in the nip Friday. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, yeah, I don't think there's a demand out there for that. Also, for people listening while they go for their evening walks, it would be even more risky than just a basic Tops Off Thursday.
Take your tops!
Lucy Wolford, she weighs in on the same topic. Doddles, I knew the second I heard about Emer's alarm going off, it was a pill alarm. I also had a 7 p.m. alarm for many years. I left my phone on the kitchen table once. Oh, this is beautiful. The alarm went off, but my future mother-in-law thought it was ringing. She looked at the phone and shouted over to me, Phil is ringing you! Do you know what I think you've done there, Lucy? You've slipped under the wire. A Google.
Google. Oh,
Phil, you're contraceptive, Phil. insert compliment. Thank you very much, Lucy. On the subject of Googles, here's today's Google. This is from Alva Smith. Dear David, while chatting to my sister, read the podcast, she reminded me of a great Google by our mother about 10 years ago. And my sister at the time was living in London, and my parents mainly communicated with her via email on her ancient desktop PC. One day, I had used the PC to probably print something and had left the computer on. My mother headed in to settle in to email my sister when she yelled at me to come down, a very rare occurrence in the house. She was furious. I had you've replaced all of my emails with your emails and you've destroyed my account. I then had to explain the logging in concept and she was happy. I've used, sorry, the voice of my mother there in place of your mother, Alva. I hope that's okay. I went back upstairs, Alva says, told my sister this on GChat, and she decided to try and GChat our mother. Since I was around to help. Yeah, I have done this. And it is just like, because the thing goes blubbling. And mum's just like, oh my God. Bill Gates is telling me to set my computer on fire. As expected, the second chat bubble popped up. She called me down and asked me to explain. I told her that Ethna was online and she could type to her in real time. And I went back upstairs about 5 minutes later. My sister called me falling around the place laughing. Our mother had typed her entire email out, probably a good 4-paragrapher into the tiny G-chat box, making it nearly impossible to read. That's a Google. Alva goes on. Hang on. I have a tiny bike question. Yes. Bicycle. Talk.
Bicycle talk.
I had my lovely bike stolen a few months ago. I'm sorry. Maybe it was the deer in the Phoenix Park. So having been slowly fixing up my old bike, putting on new tires and brakes. Great. It seems so. Just brake blocks. The brakes themselves are fine. Maybe new cables. Then they'll go smoother. It seems my gears need to be indexed. And when I try to change up, it normally takes 7 to 8 seconds. So it should take, I'd say, a tenth of a second. It should be like this. You go, and it goes, like that. 7 to 8 seconds is, so that's like, I have a few videos. I've watched the Park Tools one with, is the guy's name Clyde? So what's happened is, I'll tell you right here, Once gears have been indexed, they tend not to go out of indexing. What tends to happen is, so don't adjust the screws on the derailleur. It's the cable stretches. You've got a classic case of cable stretch. So you either get a new cable there, or you use the barrel adjuster, which will be on either the controller, the gear lever, or down by, there's one on the rear derailleur. You just make the cable a little bit tighter. I can tell you from here that is the problem. Should I attempt this? I mean, it's pretty high level. If you find the right YouTube clip, I think it is possible. Is there a chance I could do a lot of damage to the gears? It's probably not great for the chain if it's taking 7 to 8 seconds. And should I just go cry to my nice local bike man? If you have a nice local bike man, that's a very good thing to do. Problem is, a lot of bike shops in Ireland just want to sell you an 800 quid new bike. Although there's no bikes at the moment. There's a worldwide shortage of bikes, isn't there? Toodles, thank you for the podcast. Skip that. Oh, keeping me sane this week of insomnia. As on Tuesday, oh my goodness, poor Alva's having a rough old time of it. On Tuesday, a rat strolled out of the kitchen, and I've been living in fear since. I think you've used the word stroll there. I think that's the scariest part of that. Just really seemed like it just had its lunch. It just pulled off its napkin and then went up to watch Neighbours. Oh dear. Ruth Graham writes, hope you're doing well and recovering from the leg wound. Yeah, you can't stop me getting better, Ruth. I just relentlessly think I'm running a day or two behind the podcast, but fingers crossed, you're also COVID-free. We'll be on Thursday and having a lovely time. COVID-free since 03. The story of the mum using Wilbur to mildly threaten her children reminded me of a similar story from a friend of mine about her mother and their version of the neighbourhood boogeyman. Ooh, I'm into this, Ruth. Growing up, the dogs from a particularly grumpy next-door neighbour sometimes used to bark at night. Rather than take this as a common enough thing that dogs do, a rumour started to go around the whole street about the man in the house and his love. Ooh, and love is in italics there for the dogs. You know what I'm saying. I get what you're saying. He's up all night boning the dogs. Note, the man in the story is called Glenn, but I'm worried this will somehow get back to Glenn, so feel free to change his name. Oh, Graham. Graham the man. One morning, as one of the local teenagers walked down the street, taking her dog for a walk, my friend's mother, presumably thinking it would be funny, shouted out at the girl from her garden, "Watch out, or Graham will ride your dog." She then looked to her right, and who was standing out in his garden looking confused but Graham? Yeah, but I feel it's one of those, like it's a rumour, a sort of trumour, or no, like a fake rumour that's so ridiculous. I don't think Graham's thinking, Ruth, you know what I mean? Do you think Graham is like, oh, I bet everyone thinks I'm up all night boning the, giving the dog a bone, if you know what I mean. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. We're going out today with a trio here. And this is a total fluke that this has happened, but I think it should kickstart a new segment on the show. And that is, do you have the same name as a famous person? First email comes from Shane Long. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I admit I'm an ISIL hater, so if you do read this out, I may never know unless it's a Monday or Thursday. You're in luck. I'm a risk taker, so I'm rolling the dice in this crazy year. I don't think you're really rolling the dice by being an ISIL hater. If anything, you're just stamping on the member-led dice, Shane Long. My name is Shane Long. From Dunshaughlin. For many years, my name remained unspectacular. That was until Shane Long, the footballer, burst onto the scene for Reading FC in the Premier League. Ever since other Shane gained notoriety, my name has stood out. Whenever I mention my name to a stranger, I get the same response. I like the footballer, but it's delivered as if it's an incredible punchline. Anyway, I'm not bitter. Other Shane did score that cracker for Ireland against the Germans, so there are worse names to be associated with. Yeah, I know, but are we still going on about that goal? What was it, 2015? When I heard some of the Say My Name stories, it reminded me of my graduation night from college back in 2011. I was picking up some drink with friends in Tesco Express in Fairview for the night to celebrate, as I just finished my last exams of the year. Bear in mind, I was a student, so it was 6 cans of Bavaria and a naggin of Captain Morgan's. Are there naggins in other countries? A naggin is a small... Is a naggin a shoulder? I think a naggin might be smaller than a shoulder. A pint. Is a naggin a pint? No. A shoulder might be a pint. Anyway, as I went in to pay, I was asked for my ID. The cashier got very excited when she saw my name. Are you Shane Long, like the actual footballer? She asked. I love this. The Shane Long, the footballer, is buying 6 cans of Bavaria and a naggin of Captain Morgan's at whatever, 2:30 in Tesco. I just decided to go with it. You better believe it, I replied. That is emphatic. Oh my God, no way. Can't wait to tell my ma. This is Thursday in September, 2:30. But I do often wonder if she still believes she met Shane Long, the striker. Oh, that is a lovely same name as a famous person. And who's the next celeb we're going to be meeting right now? Only Kieran Murphy. What's up, Doddles? You may note my name is the same as our beloved second captain's host.
I had a Belgian waffle.
Back when Gmail was starting out, I thought I was deadly getting hold of the exact match of my name. No numbers or additional letters required. Well, many years later, my inbox is a collection of multiple utility bills and dating site memberships for Kieran Murphys all over the world. Is that a thing? Is that a common enough thing? Has anyone got the Gmail of a reasonably not uncommon name, and do you get emails for other people with that name? I'm sure I have some emails for matches that Murph, second captain's Murph, made on Plenty O' Fish. Oh, really? Hot Galway guy seeks tribes woman. Was that the byline? Anyway, I digress. My irrational fear. Oh, sorry, this is irrational childhood fear. I mean, we're not really doing this today, but I'll read this one out because we're into it. My irrational childhood fear was Sonny Knowles. Sonny Knowles, I need to explain to the substantial proportion of our listenership overseas, was an Irish cabaret singer from the 70s who was still knocking around in the 80s and the 90s. He was famous for... What was his... I'm beginning to see the light. I never met for candlelight. Is that a Duke Ellington song? I was terrified of him, and he was a regular on Live at 3. Live at 3 was a afternoon show on Irish television for old folks. Who was the house pianist on Live at 3? My father. Thank you. Back when I was... So I met Sonny Knowles many times. And my grandparents would be minding me at this time, and Sonny would come on to sing a song. They had a press under their TV. Press, as we've covered before, is a cupboard where they kept firewood. And every time Sonny appeared, I'd hide in there till he'd finished his singing. But there's nothing threatening about a cabaret singer. How are you possibly Kieran Murphy? And is this a case with all of the Kieran Murphys then? That's interesting. Are any of the other Kieran Murphys listening, are you also scared of cabaret? Anyway, hope the recovery is going well. The recovery is fully recovered. Thank you, Kieran Murphy. Last one is this. When this came in, I mean, I did, because it's just a Gmail account, and I saw the name. Stephen Roach.
That looks like Stephen Roach.
Dearest Nobblers. So, sorry, to people who don't know, Stephen Roach is Ireland's most successful ever cyclist. In 1987, he won the Tour de France, the Tour of Italy, and the World Championship. You can debate whether Sean Kelly had more lifetime wins, but Roach had the greatest ever season, I think, of a cyclist. Him and Merckx are the only people to have won the big three. While reading an email, it's not from him, but that's why we've started the people of the same names as famous people segment. Do you have the same name as a famous person? Let me know. When reading an email a few weeks ago about shark facts in relation to childhood fear, you mentioned how you'd written a book about panda facts, me and Claudia O'Doherty, which triggered a memory in the back of my brain about receiving such a book as a gift many Christmases ago. I knew there was only one place in the house where it could be, the dark corner of the spare room where unwanted Christmas books go to die. How is that not? How am I supposed to take that? Where unwanted Christmas books go to die. Lo and behold, there it was. Oh my goodness. And it was quite the read. I've attached pictures of two facts that I believe are particularly relevant. Fact number 19, in relation to your childhood fear of sharks, not even pandas are safe. I will read fact 19. It is the landmark ruling in 1905 by the IOC, International Olympic Council, that only humans could enter the Olympics signaled the end of the panda domination of certain events. At the St. Louis Olympics of 1904, pandas triumphed in the shot put, hammer, wrestling, marathon and snooker. Li Han, a 112-kilogram Chinese panda, was heading for gold in the 220-yard freestyle swim when she was viciously attacked by Cheyenne, a great white shark competing for Australia. That's fact number 19. Fact number 59, Stephen Roach also enjoys. Never mind Pfizer and their vaccine. You had thought of the solution 11 years ago, which I think it's this one. Pox shock. Pandas are immune to all human illnesses except chickenpox. However, if a panda becomes infected, they suffer none of the human symptoms. Instead, on the 10th day of the illness, the animal's eyeballs fall out. I'm sorry, I don't have a copy of that book. I think I've given away all my copies of the book. I'm operating off memory and an old Microsoft Word file from 2009 on my computer. Are they the ones that you were talking about? Stephen Roach? Regards, Stephen Roach, brackets, no, not that one. And he PSs, one benefit of sharing a name with a famous person is being able to sign Stephen Roach autobiographies myself and then give them as Christmas presents. Telling people it's an authentic Stephen Roach signature. It absolutely is. That's today's tripod. Do you have the same name as a famous person? Have you got any Googles? Any very specific childhood fears? Any words that make you violent? Let me know. DOD@secondcaptains.com. I am going to get covered in dust again as I sand the ceiling. Oh yeah, the dark ceiling. Does anyone have any dark ceiling experience? These are all questions as we head into another exciting Monday on a lockdown week in Dublin City. I hope you have a good day, everyone. And you know what? I'll be back tomorrow. If you want this podcast every day, sign up at secondcaptains.com. Otherwise, you're an ISIL hater. Don't be an ISIL hater. Bye, guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.